Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. In Brazil's bustling megalopolis São Paulo, the culinary scene is vast and diverse, and there is no better place to discover that diversity than in Centro. The neighbourhood was earlier known as a rundown area that cleared out when offices closed, but Centro is now seeing a revival and is home to some of the city's best eateries. Our correspondent Sheena Rossiter joined trained chef and food blogger Silvia Sibaldi to discover São Paulo Centro.
São Paulo has long been known to be the culinary hub of Brazil. That's partly thanks to the large international migration that we've seen to Brazil, with São Paulo being the hub for most immigrants coming from all over the world. In fact, here in São Paulo, you have the largest Japanese descendant population outside of Japan in the world. You have the largest Lebanese population outside of Lebanon also in the world. So that gives you the ability to taste the likes of Japanese, great Arabic food, as well as Portuguese, Spanish, and Italian food, all within this city of 20 million people that you can find here in the greater area. But let's not forget as well, what also makes the culinary scene so great here in São Paulo is the internal Brazilian migration. Back in the 70s and 80s, when São Paulo City really exploded into the megalopolis that we find today, that's when you found Brazilian immigrants coming from the more impoverished northeast of Brazil down to the southeast of Brazil to São Paulo. So that's where you can also find comida nordestina, food from the northeast of Brazil, but you can also find a traditional kind of more African influenced food here in Brazil. So today we're going to take a tour here in São Paulo to one of the food neighborhoods here in Centro, and I'm here with my producer Sandro Silva, who is a Paulistano himself. We're about to go meet Silvia Sibaldi, who is a chef by graduation, and she's also a journalist for a local radio station called CBN, where she hosts her program called Cozinha Cordial, Cordial Kitchen. So Sandro, what do you expect for us to taste here today? We're about to discover the city's bakeries.
Well, we are here in the heart of São Paulo, very, very busy neighborhood. There are lots of varieties of food, bakeries, anything actually you can look into Brazil can be found in São Paulo, especially in this area we are right now. Silvia Sibaldi is one of those experts in this area, and then she's gonna take us through this and let's find out.
Let's go.
Eu acho que o centro de São Paulo ele precisa ser descoberto mais pelas pessoas.
Silvia tells us that she brought us to the city center, the central neighborhood, since it's an area that needs to be discovered more. And she chose to bring Sandro and I to the bakeries here in the center, since Brazilian breakfast, coffee and a simple piece of French bread, is what helps bring people together. Our first stop is a newly opened Mundo Pão do Olivet, located in Praça da República, a popular meeting point in central São Paulo. The bakery has been opened by French chef Olivet Anquier, a celebrity chef in his own right here in Brazil, and who's called the South American country home since the late 1970s.
Pão branco, clássico, para comer com manteiga e café com leite.
We go for the classic white crusty roll for a taste. We're going to try a few things here. We're going to try just a typical bread, just plain white artisanal bread that was made here at Olivet. And also we're going to try a croissant. It's not a typical croissant. It's called a coração, a heart. And it's in the shape of a heart, but it's used with the same type of bread that you use for a croissant. And in the middle, there is a bit of cream. So it would be quite tasty. So Sandro here now is trying a little bit of the bread. Make sure you get a bit of butter on that.
Mm.
Is it good?
It's good. My first bite, I can tell it's quite good.
What does it kind of remind you of, like a bread that you taste more artisanal, kind of fresh from the oven, kind of something that you find in a farmhouse?
Well, the thing is that having a bread fresh like this, and having a bit of coffee as well, reminds me like my childhood. When we used to buy or get like a very fresh bread at bakery, and put some butter on it, and have some coffee and milk. It's a very traditional dish, I would say, in Brazil.
Here in central Sao Paulo, this is quite a lively place, especially around lunchtime, Monday to Friday. Although it's not really a residential area much anymore, with many of the buildings being abandoned and being part of a rejuvenation project that the city's new mayor, João Doria, has for the part of the city. It still is quite a lively place, as there's still a lot of businesses that operate in and around the area. So you can find everything on these streets as you walk through them during lunchtime, Monday to Friday. You can find people selling bootleg DVDs, for example, just on the sides of the street. You'll also find many people looking to buy and sell gold. Or, as we just heard, you can find people that are trying to try out for their own little street version of X Factor, if you will. Because of all this life here in the city center, especially during the weekdays, Monday to Friday around lunchtime, that's where you've seen this real growth of bakeries here. People just rather need quick places where they can stop and get a coffee on their coffee break, or just have a quick croissant or a loaf of bread, just for a little snack between the busy points of the day. We're arriving here at stop 2, Casa Matilde, or Matilde's House, which is a traditional Portuguese bakery that's existed since 1850. Have you ever been here, Sandro?
No, I have not. In fact, I was surprised that it was right here, São Bento Street. I used to pass by every single day, and I never noticed, no joking, I never noticed this amazing, like, doceria tradicional portuguesa. It must be in this building here, must be new. Let's check it out, because I would notice. Let's check it out.
Aqui tem que comer o pastel de nata.
Você gosta, né, o pastel de Belém?
Adoro. É uma delícia, né?
So here it almost looks like a cafeteria in a way, where you have the long line, long window, and just all the sweets and sandwiches are lined up here in a window, and you can just pop behind and just take your picking, and then there's an upstairs where we're going to sit down and eat. So here at Casa Matilde, the doceria portuguesa, or basically which translates to the sweet shop, the Portuguese sweet shop, as you guessed it, their specialty is Portuguese sweets. By far, they're definitely popular here in Brazil. You can get everything from the traditional pastel de Santa Clara to certain pastries that features nuts. But of course, by far, the most popular one that we're going to try right now is called the pastel de nata, which is kind of a cream pastry. Can you tell us, Sandro, what it is and what it tastes like?
Pastel de Belém, porque é da cidade de Belém.
Okay.
Mas é pastel de nata de Belém.
I think.
Entendeu?
In Brazil, in São Paulo, and among people I know, it's known as pastel de Belém. However, it's originally made in Belém, Portugal, and it's called actually pastel de nata. And I actually got to learn these things not long ago. And because apparently if you ask any Portuguese about pastel de Belém, they're gonna tell you go to Portugal in Belém and find it there. Anyway, it's called pastel de nata.
Aqui, eles vieram aqui para o Brasil, eles trouxeram funcionários portugueses para fazer.
So Sylvia just exposed the secret of Casa Matilde, why the Portuguese sweets are so good. Because they brought workers from Portugal to specially make some of these desserts here.
Grazie.
É o spinner da moda, é o spinner.
So it's prohibited to record inside the monastery San Bento. So we're just outside here. But a little curious fact here in central Sao Paulo, inside the monastery, there actually is a little bakery that's made where all the food there is made by the monks that live in the monastery. So Silvia just bought a little treat for us here. What did you buy? O que você comprou pra gente?
É bolo feito pelos monges. Ele vai farinha de amêndoas, canela, gotas de limão. Eu gosto dele porque ele é bem úmido e ele não é tão doce, assim, eu acho ele bem gostoso. Só para comprar esse bolo, eu vou lá na loja só para comprar esse bolo. E aí eu descobri o bolo antes da loja.
So interesting little fact, Sylvia here discovered the cakes that they sell here at the bakery / store here within the monastery before actually discovering the store itself. She was at her friend's house and her mom offered her a piece of cake and she said, oh, this cake is so lovely. Where'd you get it from? Did you make it? No, I got it from the San Bento monastery that's located in central Sao Paulo. So that's what got her hooked on to coming back for more cakes. The beginning of the 20th century brought movement and development to Sao Paulo, which was urged on by its coffee passion, as well as the intense traffic of the then-opened railway and cable cars. At the time, Sao Paulo was going through an urban progression, and the city was in a complete state of glamour, appeal, and charm. Largo de San Bento, Seis Square, and San Francisco were located outside the most traditionally urban areas of the city. Businesses such as cafes, high-end bakeries, restaurants, tobacco shops, and hotels were multiplying around the city. Within the scenario, everyone's attention was drawn to Café Girondino. Its privileged location, which was within easy access of the city cable cars, Girondino became, without a shadow of a doubt, the most popular and frequented cafe of the old city of Sao Paulo. Today, located near São Bento's Cathedral in the building where the Grand Hotel do Oeste once was, we have managed to bring the history of old Sao Paulo to our cafe. Traditional and charming, Café Girondino is an amazing establishment with those of good taste located right in the middle of city center. Girondino is a cafe, restaurant, and bar which gives you a glimpse of the last century, offering the perfect balance of both a contemporary menu and a warm, historical environment that pays homage to Sao Paulo's memory. Sandro, it says here in the description of the history of this location that Café Girondino, it pays homage to Sao Paulo's memory. You as a Paulistano, is this what old Sao Paulo looks and feels like? The Sao Paulo of the past that was, as they say, in a complete state of glamour, appeal, and charm?
Yes, I think so. I think this reminds us of Sao Paulo beginning last century, where those people used to gather from the University of Sao Paulo, a law university right here, and there's so many students, judges. They used to have like a ferry passing by as well. So it should be the main point of Sao Paulo, which is a corner of 15 de Novembro, Praça da Sé, São Bento Street. So it's very well-known, very, very popular corner in São Paulo.
This has been episode number 43 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.